You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you.
Good evening, dear listeners. We are going to do a wonderful hour of spiritual prayers and talks that we formed in regards to the Epiphany. And before we do that, we'd like to start with a prayer.
Almighty and everlasting God, you reveal the fullness of divine life in the loneliness of a little child. May we do you homage this day by reverencing the power of your grace active in the hearts of all who seek you. Help us to behold the manifestation of your glory in our world. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. So welcome, dear listeners, all over Toronto. The listeners on the internet and the listeners listening around the world.
Welcome to our show, Jesus with Us.
Jesus with Us,
the joy. Reflections of joy, yes.
Yes, joy, especially now in the Epiphany.
We are Mary Angela and...
And Nick. See, I'm so overjoyed. We even forgot our names.
Yes.
So thank you for being with us tonight. And we thank the people behind the scenes, Mr. Nick and Mr. Jeff. And a big shout out to Alex. So tonight, what are we going to talk about? Well, as mentioned, we're going to talk about... the Epiphany and the Christmas season. So we have gathered a bunch of prayers, a bunch of affirmations, reflections. Most of all, I think it's the Holy Spirit who will be guiding us this evening. And but before we start, I'd like to dedicate this to our friend Loredana Sposato's mother, who passed away recently. So we dedicate this show, so please keep her and her family in your prayers. It's also for those who are suffering, going through a hard time. Christmas is, as they say, the most wonderful time of the year. But it's also an emotional time for many people.
And then when Christmas is all over in January, you can have a bit of those January blues.
Yeah.
You know, the weather, the gray weather, and, yeah. You know, Christmas is all over with all the big celebrations. So, yes, let's pray for those who are going through a bit of a hard time.
Yeah, right, those now. That may have a suffering depression, anxiety, loneliness. Remember this, I always said, when you turn to Jesus, you are never alone. So we pray for you. We pray with you. So again, thank you for listening and being part of this wonderful time together. Because the main focus of this show this evening is the joy of Jesus. And when you meet Jesus, like the three magi did, you become a different person. You take a different road. And you become transformed. So, Mary Angela, how was your Christmas season?
Yeah, it was really, really nice. You know, it was a gathering with family, with friends, eating a lot of good food, visiting. It was really great.
And it started, we had a celebration at our church at All Saints on the day of the Immaculate Conception. A good friend of ours, who, by the way, his name is Natale, He plays the accordion, and that evening we started, we lit the nativity, and we sang Christmas carols, we had chestnuts, we had tangerines.
And yeah, it was all about gathering the community together to, you know, be together to start off the Advent season. Yes.
Yeah, and it was really nice, and like Marian just said, we had so many wonderful gatherings. Events and time, the waiting, the Christmas was all about waiting. So now we probably gained a few pounds, but who didn't? You know, this is a time to, you know, celebrate for the King. The King is born, right? But so when Christmas, we went through the Christmas celebration, and then it really truly is the 12 days of Christmas leading up to the Epiphany. So when we say the word Epiphany, what comes to your mind, Mariangela? What words could describe the Epiphany?
Well, it's like a surprise. It takes grasp of you. It's like a lightning bolt.
It shocks us. Yeah, it changes us.
It does. It shocks us and changes us.
So another word is a manifestation. You know, the manifestation of Jesus. It's an understanding. We become awakened and enlightened. So we have to ask ourselves, when we meet Jesus, do we become a different person? Just something to reflect on. So we would like to share with you the gospel of the Magi. I'll read the first part and Mariangela will read the second part. So it's the gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to give him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since for you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'"
Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way.
So this is what happens when you meet Jesus. You become a different person, hopefully a better person. Some words that you will become will be, you will become more brilliant, you will become more complete, courageous. You will be more compassionate. You will be more dazzling. You will be more energized. And yes, you will be more enthusiastic. So a little bit about that day when the Magi were there. Who was there? at the Epiphany when the Magi came. We first have Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus. They were the first homeless family. There was the angel star. That's what guided the three kings.
Mm-hmm.
There were also shepherds there. And it is said that the shepherds were the first evangelizers of the world, because they're the ones that ran out and told the rest of the world, the King of Kings, is born. Even though they were not looked upon as or respected very, to the greatest degree, they were very, very important to our Christian and Catholic faith. So in the nativity scene, we also have a camel. And Marange, what is about a camel? What explains a camel?
The camel, the symbol, the camel, is it denotes obedience, tenacity, and perseverance.
Yeah, because they can go a long, long distance, and they carried the three kings from all different parts of the world, and they didn't complain. The ox, what example does the ox show?
The ox denotes work, an image of patient servitude and peaceful strength.
Yes.
It's a very hard worker, that ox.
Yeah, if you want something to be pulled or moved, look to the ox. There was also a donkey, which is also perseverance, something to never give up. There was lambs. The lamb symbolizes its innocence. And it's also an example that Jesus was the Lamb of God. And why was there straw, Mary Angela? We see straw.
In the manger,
yeah,
yes.
Is this a coincidence? What does straw do?
Well, straw keeps the animals warm so they don't get too cold, they don't freeze, because it was a cool night.
Yes. And then we have the three kings, which we will just talk about in about a minute. So the Epiphany is commonly known as the Three Kings Day, or the Feast of the Epiphany, a manifestation of God. The Epiphany refers not only to the day itself, but to the church season that follows. It commemorates the first two occasions on which Jesus' divinity, according to Christian belief, was manifested, when the three kings visited the infant Jesus and when John the Baptist baptized him in the River Jordan. So now we have a little bit about the three kings. Mary Angela, can you share with me a little bit about the three kings?
Yeah, the three kings are also known as the three magi. And they've been described not only as wise men, but also, as we said, as kings or even Persian priests and astrologers. Their names, the first is Gaspar or Caspar. And he's known to have brown hair with a brown beard, or maybe even no beard, and wears a green cloak with a gold crown and green jewels in it. He's the king of Sheba. Gaspar represents the frankincense brought to Jesus. Then we have Malachor, who has long white hair and a white beard and wears a gold cloak. He's the king of Arabia. And Malachor represents the gold brought to Jesus. And finally, there's Balthasar, who has black skin and a black beard, or maybe even no beard, and wears a purple cloak. He is the king of Tars and Egypt. And Balthasar presents the gift of myrrh that was brought to Jesus.
Thank you very much, Mary Angela. So we're going to take a short break to add some words that describe the changes that occur in someone when they turn to Jesus. your path, your road is different. Like the Magi, you will become more free in your life. You will be more happy. There will be great healing in your soul. You will have great hope. And you will be the light of the world because you have experienced the greatness of Jesus. So, Maranja, in Matthew, the second chapter, verse 10, what quote is this? And this is one of my favorites from Matthew.
It states, when they saw the star, they were overjoyed.
This is very powerful because nowadays in today's society, I think we kind of changed that word to being overwhelmed. Now, the Christmas season is, as mentioned, the most wonderful time of the year. But it's also, it can be very hectic, can be very busy, it can be very stressful, all for good reasons, because we want to share and do a lot of things with our loved ones, right? And at the same time, we even forget to sleep. We forget to pray, right? Because of the fact we're so busy trying to do things. And then we forget to bring that joy, right? Mm-hmm. I think a big part of the Advent season is the waiting, the preparation, the longing. I think I heard recently, and I never thought about it, was we should do Advent like Lent. We should do prayer, fasting, and almsgiving.
Yeah, maybe not as as much as we do during Lent, but maybe a shorter form of it.
Yeah, the mini version.
Yeah, a mini version. And right. And the waiting, I think, helps us to build our patience, right?
Yeah.
And when the day arrives where Jesus is born, we could have much, much joy and be overjoyed, as the quote from that verse that you like so much says, overjoyed.
So the three gifts that the gifts that the wise men brought, the first one was gold. Malchir brought the gift of gold, which was reserved for royalty. The Magi told King Herod that they had come to see the one born, the King of the Jews, and they clearly recognized that Jesus was of royalty. Maranzo, what was the second gift they brought?
Yeah, the second one was frankincense, and that's the gift that Gaspar gave. And it's somewhat unusual. Frankincense was a highly valued commodity and was quite rare at the during this time. And the Jewish people had a common use for frankincense that was connected to the worshiping of God. In the temple, the Jews prayed before the altar of incense, which was always kept burning. And the frankincense is burned to give off a sweet-smelling white smoke. And the smoke rises from the altar, and it represents the prayers of the people rising to God in heaven. And the use of frankincense for Jews was at this altar, and it was preserved for the worship of God. The Magi presenting his gift to Jesus represents the fact that he was indeed divine.
And the third gift was myrrh. The gift of myrrh seems odd as a gift, but myrrh was extremely valuable and it had a number of uses. Most common was for perfume. Sometimes myrrh was used in the homes of the wealthy to create a pleasant fragrance, but was normally reserved for the special instances. But the major use of myrrh was for burials. Myrrh was placed on the clothes to wrap bodies for burial and to prevent the smell and decay of death. The Magi presented this gift to Jesus as a representation that he would one day die for the salvation of all mankind. Dear friends, we'd like to take a little break, and we'll be back to talk to you about, was there a fourth wise man?
Listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Massa.
Hello, dear listeners. Thank you very much for being part of our wonderful show this evening. There is a story that there not only was three wise men, but there was a fourth.
Interesting. Yeah. What is this story, Nick?
Yeah, the wise men came from all parts of the world. They say from China, India, Africa, maybe even Persia, right? So they took all the parts of the Asia and Europe.
And there may have been also wise women, not only wise men.
I'm sure there were. I'm sure there were, because that's where the men learned to be wise. The story goes that there was a fourth wise man, king, magi. His name is Artaban, and he was in the caravan going to meet Jesus. But on the way, he met an old Jewish person by the roadside who was almost dying. He decided to stay with the sick person and sold a lot of his belongings to take care of them. So he missed the caravan, and he missed meeting Jesus. But I think in helping the sick, we saw the movie, the fourth wise man with Mr. Sheen, the actor.
Yes, Martin Sheen.
Yeah, Martin Sheen is very powerful. And he was helping lepers, and he was this in the leopard colony. And in the end, he finally did get to meet Jesus, even though he was always like a day late or a week
missing.
He was always missing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's who we are. Sometimes, you know, we may feel overwhelmed or busy and stuff, but I think Jesus is always there with us. Like, you know, the prayer of footprints in the sand. We think we're doing all of this. No, it's Jesus who is guiding us, right? And so in a good way, in some ways it's good because we are doing good. And that's why I always like the story of the fourth wise man to say, you know what? It's not all about the glory. The purpose is the glory. It is for the glory of God.
God, yeah.
But that glory takes work, dedication, patience. And that's what some of the words here we can use to explain Artaban: wise, intelligent, humble, patient, persistent, and loving. Miranda, you wanted to share some reflections?
Oh, how about some prayers for
Absolutely.
Now?
Absolutely.
Okay, so the blessing of a home at Epiphany. Peace be to this house and all who live here. Bless, O Lord, this household and family, and allow all of us who live in this home and find in it a shelter of peace and health, inspire each of us to develop our individual talents and to contribute wisdom and good works for the benefits of the whole family. Make our home a haven for us and a place of warmth and caring, and for all our friends who come and visit us. Enlighten us with the brilliance of your Epiphany star so that we go into the world. We might clearly see our way to you and discover you in our work and play. This we ask to your glory and the power of your kingship. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Very nice, Mary Angela. Thank you. So the Epiphany is the 12th day of Christmas.
Yeah, and it's said to be one of the greatest feasts in the year of the church.
Yeah. And the beauty of it is that it's a new year. So whenever we celebrate the Epiphany, we know it's a new year, a new beginning, a new person.
And it's really when it's Jesus's birth, the light of Christ, is made known to all the nations, right? Not just to a few shepherds and the village people where Jesus was born, but to manifest to everybody who he really was, right? King.
Yeah, and it all starts with a choice, right? It's a choice to say yes to Jesus.
And in some countries, in fact, the Feast of the Epiphany is more important than December 25th. And many people exchange gifts not really at Christmas, but more so during the Epiphany.
The Epiphany,
because
yeah.
The fact that the Magi brought these gifts to Jesus.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That's so true. So when we choose to say yes to Jesus, as mentioned before, we will have lots of joy. But we will also be nourished. Our souls will be nourished. We will be more motivated. We will have more, you know, when we have more joy, we'll have more laughter in our life. We will be more passionate, rejuvenated, refreshed, and restored. So one thing I decided to do this year was to keep things simple. Simple prayers, simple goals, and yes, believe it or not, more quiet time. Because when we include more quiet time, I think we will be more refreshed, restored. We will be less stressed. Even finding that 20 minutes in the day, and we can hear the voice of God. Now, I'd like to ask all the listeners, what are your goals for the year? Have you thought about it? Is there something you want to do mentally for your mental being, your spiritual, your physical, your financial? You know, every day is a gift. I think maybe Artaban had the gift of a new day, right? Are there any goals that maybe you're thinking of doing this year, Mary Angela?
Well, I was just thinking that often people make New Year's resolutions. I guess that's what you're getting at in terms of goals, right?
New Year's resolutions. I started my New Year resolution in last May, and I think it's a daily renewal.
It is.
Everyone's got their own style.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I was just thinking because someone had suggested to me, why not instead of make the usual resolutions of, eating more healthy, working out more. How about having a spiritual resolution? And what you would do is maybe take a passage from the Bible, maybe one of your favorite passages from the Bible, copy it, that passage, and make it be kind of your mantra, your go-to to help you to better yourself during the whole year. So have it beside you at work or at home so that it's a constant reminder of how to better yourself.
So true.
Just a suggestion.
Yeah, it's a simple thing. So we can combine the two.
Yes,
like you said,
for sure.
A simple thing that is very powerful at the time. I think we just have to stop, breathe, and so much could happen. And I commend people that who are already doing this. It's fantastic. It's just something that is like a treasure chest of joy that I found. Just like, you know what? You don't have to do everything. You do not have to be everything, right? That's what Jesus did, and that's what Jesus is. He did all that. He laid the groundwork. Right? So let's just follow that path with less procrastinations, roadblocks, excuses, blaming other people, gossip. All these things kind of hinder our way getting close to Him. And sometimes it's no fault of our own, right? There's situations and people in our lives that kind of throw us off. But recently, in stopping and just breathing and just looking at my surroundings saying, Jesus, I trust in you. It's truly incredible the power and the peace that comes to your mind and heart that you can make better decisions, right? And for all of those out there who know this, God bless you. You're way ahead of me. Right? Mm-hmm. And keep doing it. Keep spreading that.
But we could always better ourselves.
All the time.
Can we not? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So to better ourselves, we need healing. Renew my mind, body, and soul, Lord. I come before you today in need of your healing hand.
Things are possible.
Sorry, I was just kind of overjoyed at that, mm-hmm. saying, whoa, it is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Just have to say yes. Hold my heart within yours and renew my mind, body, and soul.
You gave us life and you gave us the gift of infinite joy. Give me the strength to move forward on paths you've laid out for me. Guide me towards better health and give me the wisdom to identify those you've placed around me to help me get better in your name.
Amen.
Amen.
So as mentioned before, we're going to have some reflections. So we'll start with this one. The wise men had an attitude of urgency. These men were Gentiles, and they did not have the scriptures, yet they desired the truth. God gave them a star. Herod, the chief priests, the scribes sensed their eagerness, their mission, and their desire. They came a long way and made great personal sacrifices. They weren't just passing through or just in the area. They wanted to find the king.
Do you want to find Jesus? Do you want to know the King of Kings? What sense of urgency do you place on your relationship with Jesus? What priority do you give this relationship? Are we that way with Jesus? Do we get up in the morning anticipating our time with Jesus? Is he on our minds first thing in the morning? That's really good reflection and questions. Yeah.
That's
because he should always be in our minds, and especially first thing in the morning. The first thing, in fact, what we should do is when we first wake up is do the sign of the cross, something very simple. And that is a constant reminder of God, you know, and Jesus being with us.
Yeah, a lot of us say evening prayers, and that's great. You have to do what works best for you. But like Maranza said, why not start with the sign of the cross and say, thank you, Lord, for giving me this life on earth.
The start of a new day.
A new day. It's fresh, right? It's a gift, right? So the second reflection, the wise man had an attitude of joy. In the second chapter of Matthew, verse 9 and 10, it says, tell that they saw the star had stopped over the house where the child was. And yes, they were overjoyed. They had the thrill of victory. That was it. The end of their search. They had found the one for whom they had been looking for months, maybe even years. So I ask you this. Do you have the fresh joy that comes from knowing Jesus? Do you just go through the day with motions? Do you realize that Jesus' birth means that God became man and actually lived on our planet? If we have this joy, people will see it. And some people will try to take it out. But joy just doesn't come from saying Merry Christmas or giving presents. Joy comes from from knowing Jesus, from the personal assurance that he was the one who saved us by his grace.
And how do we get to know Jesus? It's by spending time with him, right?
Yeah, making that choice just to say yes.
Yeah, and maybe the best way to get to know him is just spending time in the front of the Blessed Sacraments. And getting to know him then.
Yeah, and this is what the wise man did. You know, when people say, well, you know, I don't need to go to church. I could pray at home. So I say, that's great. And never stop praying. And as Mary Angela said, going to the Blessed Sacrament, or like the three magi did, they went to Jesus, who is the Blessed Sacrament. It's about putting Jesus at the center. It's about us going to him.
Worshiping him, praising him.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He is the one at the center, right? So I always get kind of a chuckle when people say that. And you know, we just want to give them options and say, hey, you know what? Maybe there is a better way. When you tell them the joy that you can experience when you do this, maybe they will go to Mass where they can experience the Mass and the Eucharist. So the third reflection, the wise man had an attitude of worship.
Of worship, that's
exactly
right.
Just we're going to segue our way right into this. In Matthew chapter 2, verse 2, it says, they told Herod that they had come to worship him. Later on, it says, when they found the child Jesus, they bowed down and worshipped him. They gave him gold, a gift fitting for a king, frankincense, a beautiful perfume recalling the incense burnt by priests at the temple, and myrrh, an embalming substance foreshadowing Jesus' death. What gifts do we bring Jesus? Are we headed down a good or not so good road?
What is your life journey, and where is it taking you? It makes a huge difference, an eternal difference, which way you take on that road.
And at this moment, we're going to take a small break, and we will be back with the last segment of our show. So please stay tuned.
To Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Massa.
Again, welcome, dear friends. We've been talking about the joy of Jesus, how our lives are manifested and transformed when we encounter Jesus. Always say yes to him. Have the joy with him, and your path will be good. It won't necessarily be easy, but at least you'll have direction, guidance, and a good path to go on. So other words that we will experience when we encounter Jesus as the three wise men is that we will enjoy the stillness and silence more in our lives. We'll have more serenity in our lives. We'll be more vibrant. And I love this word. We will be more vivacious. We will be more in awe of him. And I think we will become more wonderful people because we will have more patience and forgiveness in our lives.
I was also just reviewing some of these little reflections that I found about the Epiphany. And it's interesting here how it mentions that on the Feast of the Epiphany, it's good to keep in mind that the three kings were overjoyed or rejoiced when they found the baby Jesus. They were overjoyed. And many of us have somewhat of a reluctance to allow ourselves to show our joy to others in beholding Jesus. And we often, because what we're afraid of is where we have this, there's this risk of being called a religious, you know, oh, look at that religious person, right? And so that's what kinds of holds us back in this reflection they're saying. So is that holding you back? Shouldn't we show others how much joy we find in you know, beholding him and having that relationship that we have with him?
Yes, and like you say, sometimes we're walking and we bump into people we don't see for a long time, and they apologize to us that they haven't been to church. And I said, well, all is forgiven, but hey, you know what?
Who are we?
Yeah, we're not that perfect either, yes. But you know what? It's always nice when you come across people and, you know, and it's just saying, you know what? I miss the Lord. And I'll be back. And it's always, you know, nice to hear that they're going to make that Jesus even closer and bigger in their heart. So the joy of Jesus. Why is it hard for some people
To express that joy?
Well, no, just to say yes to Jesus. Is it because... maybe they have certain expectations, they assume things, or maybe, you know, I think I'd like to share what stops from some people from encountering Jesus is, I think, an expectation or an entitlement, right? And when they don't, they don't put him first and foremost center. They make other things the key, be it money.
More important.
Be it position, mm-hmm. be it status, right? And okay, Jesus is there, but it's like fourth on the list.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a priority, mm-hmm. right? And they say, well, I prayed and nothing happened. Well, maybe something did happen. It just wasn't... You know, it's not like a vending machine, right? You know, you say a prayer, okay, I'm going to win the lottery, right? That's an expectation that's not real.
And often God knows what is the best for us. So maybe whatever it is that we're praying for isn't really good for us. So, and that's why our prayer isn't answered.
Yeah, and exactly as they say, God's delays are not God's denials.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the fact is that maybe it's not good. Like, you may have a certain goal and expectation, and it's just maybe not the right time. You know, and maybe down the road, let's say something does happen, then it'll be like a lightning bolt. Aha! Now I know why. And that's where the holy enlightenment or holy insight comes into play. And that's when the transformation happens. And I think transformation is a slow and patient thing. It just doesn't happen overnight. And maybe that's another thing. A lot of us are expecting that aha moment.
Yes.
Yeah. That epiphany mm-hmm. moment, right? Like, we hear this word epiphany.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of us experience that. I do, right? It's like, whoa, lottery. Well, you know... I think we win the lottery in little bits, right?
Sometimes it's just something that appears slow and steady.
Yeah. And so if we see it like that, right? Hey, if you get that epiphany or that euphoric moment, whoa.
Well, that's great.
Fantastic. But another danger in that is that some might get hooked on that experience mm-hmm. of that thrill, right? And... they forget about Jesus
mm-hmm.
at the center, and they always want to experience that thrill, right? And, you know, as mentioned before, that's why we go to Jesus, right? And Jesus, he gives us just enough that we can handle. Because sometimes we can be so overjoyed that we just, you know, it can even drain us, right? And that does happen, right? And so just try and like bank your joy moments, you know, keep them on the side, because there will be days where they won't be sunny. You know what they say, the sun can't shine every day.
No, it can't.
So,
Marangela, ups and downs.
We will, dear friends, be slowly closing this wonderful time with you. But Marangela has a couple reflections we'd like to share.
I wanted to end with this reflection, and it comes from St. John Paul's reflection on the journey of Magi. The Magi started off on their journey, having seen the star rising. It must have been an exceptional star. As we are told, when they saw it, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. Theirs was a journey of faith. They set out steadfastly, keeping their eyes fixed upon their star. "We have come to worship him," are the words which the Magi spoke to King Herod, and they arrived in Jerusalem. When they arrived in Jerusalem, we take these words to our hearts and say to the Lord, "We have come to worship you." It is what our Christian life is all about. It is the goal of our journey to Christmas. The fact that it is in the plural reminds us that we come to worship. We are never alone. We kneel before the Lord, taking with us all those who carry in our hearts and on and all of the world. They went their way, setting out boldly along unknown paths on a long and by no means easy journey. They do not hesitate to leave everything behind in order to follow the star. And the Magi reached Bethlehem because they had obediently allowed themselves to be guided by the star. Can we learn to observe the signs with which God is calling us and guiding us? When we are conscious of being led by him, our heart experiences authentic and deep joy as well as powerful desire to meet him. Opening the treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. The gifts that the Magi offered the Messiah symbolize true worship. With gold, they emphasized his royal Godhead. With incense, they acknowledged him as the priest of a new covenant. By offering him myrrh, they celebrate the prophet who had shed his own blood to reconcile mankind with the Father. We offer the Lord the gold of our lives, namely our freedom to follow him out of love, responding faithfully to this call, and to let the incense of our prayer to rise up to him. And they departed in their own country by another way. The gospel tells us that after meeting with Christ, the Magi returned home by another way. This change of route symbolizes conversion. After an encounter with Jesus, we cannot remain the same.
Wonderful. So this whole evening, we could... Can't really put it into like one or two words, but we'll try. Say yes to Jesus. When you say yes to Jesus, you will be transformed, manifested, and you will be inviting joy into your lives. Dear friends, before we have our closing reflection, I'd like to thank you for being part of this wonderful hour, the Joy of Jesus, the Epiphany Three Kings version. It's been a very transforming evening being with you. Our next talk will be February 13th. And again, I'd like to, we have a prayer request. We also like to keep in prayers our a good friend of the family, Mr. Joe Aiello. Please keep him in your prayers. He has passed on and met the Lord. Again, we mentioned our friend Loredana Sposato's mom, and to all those who may be suffering or have some issues dealing in their lives, we pray we're with you, right? You're not alone. And again, thank you to Nicola and Alex and Jeff Diaz for being the engineers to this evening. And the closing prayer I'd like to say is, Almighty God, your Son revealed in signs and wonders the greatness of your saving love. Renew your people with the serenity of peace and joy to sustain your mighty power through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit of God, now and forever. Amen.
O God, by the leading of a star, you revealed your Son, Jesus Christ, to the Gentiles. Grant that your church may be a light to the nations so that the whole world may come to see the splendor of your glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. We are Nick
and Mary Angela.
We are parishioners of All Saints. And we thank you, Jesus. Turn to him. He will give you lots of joy. Amen.
Thanks for joining us. God bless.
May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus.
You have been listening to Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Massa.